Okay, we're back in our new location in the conference room. We survived the flood of 2022. You saw my office. They knocked down all the walls. First it was Gorbachev, and now they're in my office. The entire first floor knocked down. Okay, so we have here that Yaakov Avinu gathers up all the chevra. He gathers up all of his kids, and he says, and he wants to tell them what's going to be in Achris HaYomim. And Rashi there comments, Shebikesh Legalos is a case Levanov. He wanted to reveal to his children what is going to be, when is it going to be, the Galus Venistom Imenu, and it was taken away from him. Yaakov Avinu lost the ability. So the Shaila, the Or Gedaliah asks, is, I don't get it. Like, if Yaakov Avinu attempted to do something, and it was a Havamina that went awry and went wrong, and a Kodesh Baruch Hu denied him. So why was it that even the Torah tells us this? Like, Shkoyach, move on. Like, what's the significance of the Bikush, of the desire to give over the end of time? Okay, if you gave it over, great. If not, then what are we going to do? That's question number one. Question number two, I saw on a sefer earlier, from, I forget who it was, but he writes up all of Reb Tzadik's stuff. The only thing he doesn't do is give you the footnotes as to where Reb Tzadik says it. He asks a very profound question. It starts off this week's parasha Vayichi Yaakov. And it divides up that Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim for 17 years. He lived 130 years prior to that. But Lechora, there's something more angelic and something more heavenly about the era in which Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim, because it uses the term Vayichi, which is Chiyas, which is to live, as opposed to the 130 years which he lived in Eretz Yisrael, which he uses the term Migureihem, which is a Gira, which is a temporary status, so to speak. And it's not exactly the most exalted times. So it's fascinating that the Vayichi Yaakov is in Mitzrayim, where he has the Chiyus, and yet the time period spent in Eretz Yisrael is connoted with that of Migureihem. So what's the difference between the time period of Mitzrayim and Eretz Yisrael? So the Or Gedaliah is a beautiful shtickel Torah here, where he develops this theme and this idea that what was Yaakov Avinu trying to reveal? And when you think about it, was he trying to reveal when the Gula was going to happen? Or, because what's the significance of that? Who cares? Shkech, the Gula is going to happen in 2047. Well, that would be soon. But let's say I told you the Gula is going to happen in 2400. Like, what Shkech does that have to mean you? Garnish be garnished. Right? Because of thought. So he says, what was Yaakov trying to reveal to the brothers? What was he trying to reveal to his children? Not when, but how. What's the yisoid? What's the secret? Because Yaakov Avinu didn't chap ois, right? Reb Tzadik points out, until he got to Mitzrayim. Because Yaakov Avinu, in his time period in Eretz Yisrael, went through many trials and tribulations. Right? There's no such thing as you never had a tribulation without a trial. Trials we have without tribulations, but you've never had tribulations without a trial, because nobody really knows what a tribulation is. Right? It's never been used in its own setting. But Yaakov Avinu, when he was in Eretz Yisrael, he had many Nisyonis, and they call him the four Galuses that we have. But Yaakov Avinu had his own four Galuses. We're running away from Esav, love, and if you go through his Tkufas in life, his period where he's separated from Yosef, etc., Yaakov had his own. And Yaakov didn't understand, according to the Or Gedaliah at least, that what Chiyus is connection to a Kadosh Baruch. And Yaakov Avinu didn't fully comprehend that Gullus and Geula are really the same thing. That Gullus, while we view it as a physical place, where we are removed from where we are supposed to be, Gullus really is distance from a Kadosh Baruch. It's when we no longer connect to a Kadosh Baruch, when things happen negatively towards us, and therefore because of that, we remove ourselves from a Kadosh Baruch. But Yaakov Avinu chapt ois, and he understood when he got to Mitzrayim that what Galus and Geula is, and it took him till he got to Mitzrayim to chapt this, was that Geula, the shorish of Galus is really Geula. I'm sorry, the shorish of Geula is Galus. The shorish of the redemption is the Galus, because we should be able to find the sparks of a Kadosh Baruch Hu within the Galus as well. That it's not just a physical place that's far away from us, but rather, within the Gullus, there's a spark of a Ribbono Shalom. And Yaakov Avinu finally is madbik himself to a Kadosh Baruch Hu, the Dveikus, in the Gullus when he reaches Mitzrayim. So Yaakov Avinu says, I want to reveal to Klal Yisrael the Yisoid of what the Ketz is, of what the end is. That what? It's not a place. It's even when you are in the middle of the Korban HaBayis, when you're in the middle of the Inquisition, when you're in the middle of the Crusades, in the middle of the Holocaust, be able to find the spark of the Kaddish Baruch Hu there. And now I'm going to read to you from the Orgadai. Ubepashtis, Yishlofar Zeshakasa B'tayri Sherasu Yaakov Avinu Legalis Sekes. Yaakov Avinu wanted to desperately reveal the end. Vinistavin, it was sealed from him. Kikei Nishar Adavalom, that's the way it's going to be forever. Sheish Chuka Belev Ish Yisrael Akes, that people have a desire for it, for the redemption. We ask him when he get up to Shemayim, Nu Tzadik Tzipisa Li Yeshua, that you yearn for the end, for the redemption. Shemizeh Shebikesh Yaakov Vino Levake Levagalos is the case. That Yaakov Vino wanted to reveal the case. Nichlus B'Yish Yisrael HaChukos. That entered into all of each and every one of us. That desire for the Geula. U'bezeh Yesh B'Yicholos Adam. And then, when you desire for redemption, when you desire for that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, L'Hachzik Mayim Edach B'Golos. Then you can even have that in the Golos. We're going to have that in the Golos. We're distant from HaKadosh Baruch Hu physically, yes. But if you see peace in Yeshua, that's the key to the redemption. As we say, I just thought of this now. We say every day, Esem of David Avducha, Meheret Hatzmiach, why? Ki Lishuascha Kivinu Kalayo. Because we yearn for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what's going to cause the redemption. Because once we yearn for it, the redemption is happening. Within each and every one of us, the redemption is happening. And this is how Reb Tzadik answers the question. It says, Vayichi Yaakov, Yaakov lived in Mitzrayim, he had Chiyus. Physically he was removed from Eretz Yisrael. How could that be the time of Chiyus? Because that could very well be the time of Chiyus. A different Eretz Yisrael doesn't say this, but the Chiyus could be when he has that connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When are we feeling the most alive? When we have this idea of that we're connected. We're connected to the Bari Olam. Thus is what the Yeshua is. The Yeshua is when we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And even though physically he was removed, that's when Yaakov had his chiyus. After 130 years, he saw the totality of life. Right? They all ask the following kasha. Why is it last week when Yosef and Yaakov got together, Yosef gives him a big gazunta hug and Yaakov says, Krishma. What? Why did Yaakov hug him back? So he answered, because that was his Zman Kriya Shema. If it was Zman Kriya Shema, then what's the kasha? Then Yosef should have been saying Kriya Shema. So why is Yaakov saying Kriya Shema at that moment? I think the Maharal says, because at that moment Yaakov understood that everything in his life was meant for that moment. All 130 years, all of the difficulties, all of the challenges were set up so that Yosef could be the Mishnah L'melech in Mitzrayim. And Yaakov put everything together, recognized the Yad Hashem and everything, so he had no choice to be Mekabel Ol Malchus at that particular moment. That's Vayichi Yaakov. And then he could live. Then he has Chiyus. Because those years in Mitzrayim were spent connecting to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. The ultimate Chiyus. Seeing Hashem and everything. Give a bracha to Shabbos. Wish we'll be able to see the Yad Hashem in the Gullis. Here as we live. But the Vayichi Yaakov, he inserted with us in that chukah. Let us continue longing for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Zayin Gezunt and Stark.